Us Phones. Stitcher's smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
On your phone.
Phone.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Every single time a man sleeps with a lot of women, he's called a stud. But if a woman sleeps with a lot of men, she's called a slut. And people think this is unfair. Nah. It's completely fair. And I'll tell you why, right? Because it's fucking easy to be a slut. It's fucking hard to be a stud. To be a stud, you have to be witty, charming, well-dressed, have nice shoes and a fake job. To be a slut, you just have to be there. There are fat, ugly sluts out there. There are no fat, ugly studs. I have met slutty dwarfs. I've never met a stud dwarf. Maybe in their own realm, but none that have crossed over to our world. And when I say sluts, I don't mean that as a bad word. I love sluts. I need them in my life, sluts. They're the best. I want what everyone wants in this world, right? I wanna fall in love. I wanna get married. I wanna have kids. I wanna be happy ever after. But the problem is, I've done this job for so long and fucked so many sluts that I can't go back to nice girls. Because nice girls are shit in bed. Now, I know what, there's a lot of nice girls in the room right now. They're going, you don't know me. I'm dirty. No, you're fucking not. You're shit in bed. But it's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's that everything has worked out for you in your life. I'm not blaming you. Nothing bad has happened. Therefore, you wouldn't do disgusting things. I appreciate that. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're dirty. Let me see if I got you right here. All the girls who think they're dirty, but they're nice girls, I can see you out there. You think you're dirty because you have a nurse's outfit or a schoolgirl outfit or something like that. You deep-throated cock because you saw someone doing it in a porn once and you think, oh, my boyfriend will dig that. You take it up the ass 4 times a year, am I correct? Now, please don't think that I don't appreciate the effort. Because I do. Thank you so much for trying. But I'll tell you what the difference is. When you deep-throat a cock, you're doing it because you've seen it in a porn and you think your boyfriend will enjoy it. When a slut deep-throats a cock, she's doing it because she can't last another second without having a cock bruising the back of her throat. When you've got a cock in your ass, you're thinking, this isn't so bad. I hope he's enjoyed his birthday. When a slut's got a cock in her ass, she's thinking, you know it'd be good? 2 cocks in my ass! And you can't learn that! That has to be in your system. That has to be part of you. I'll tell you a bit about me. As I'm getting older, I'm finding it harder and harder to come. I used to be able to come like that. I was like an orgasming ninja. I could come whenever I... And now I can't come so much because each day that goes by, I can come if I'm masturbating because I know me. But if there's a chick involved and it's not really nasty and everything, I can't really, no. So what I do is I fake orgasm now because I wear condoms. And if you wear condoms, the girl doesn't know that you're fake. And I can't come with a condom on. Those days are long gone, right? And I fake orgasm with a condom on. And women don't think that men can fake orgasm. We can fucking fake orgasm. You think that's your only domain? The weird thing is that men, I have to fake orgasm because if I don't come, a girl will take that personally, like she hasn't done a good job, right? And women fake orgasm because I don't know why. I don't give a shit. I have done my best. What do you want from me? I'm trying. If I haven't made you come, I have made girls come before. Don't blame me. Your cunt's broken. All right? And a female orgasm is all wailing and a jiggly leg, like I'll never crack that code or something. But my fake orgasm as a man is a piece of piss. So this is me fake orgasming with a condom on. Now what I do is I put them in doggy style and then I just go like this. There you go. Right? And then I take the condom off really quickly and run to the bin. Oh, we'll just put this over here. Which is very similar to how my dad runs. And don't come over here, don't put tissues over it. Don't come near the bin, you'll get pregnant. There's so much cum here. Be careful.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
Well, at least describe the picture so people know.
Okay, well, there's a picture of... Okay, Marie is... and looks like
some... Nude.
She's in the nude. She has two Heineken bottles, and she's covering her boobies with them, and then she's covering her crotch area with my hand.
But it's hot, right?
It's my feeling's like
it,
hat.
It is hot.
You look beautiful.
It is, but I know what's about to happen, so go ahead.
Why, what's going
to...
What's
about to happen?
Well, I mean, I didn't want Marie to have all of the fun, so I also did a photo shoot with your hat. Look in the chat.
This from a mile away. I knew this was going to happen. The second I pulled it out of it, I threw it in the wash immediately.
I'm going to say the quote that happened right before this picture was taken. And that was Mitch turning to Sherry and saying, I can't get it hard. And Sherry saying, hold on, let me give you a hand job to try to get it hard.
You wanted to not have your hands just hold up with your boner?
Yeah, I was trying, but...
Hats are heavy.
That's funny, dude.
Hats are heavy.
I would like to point out how when I tell someone to get naked and pose for a photo, they have no problem doing it.
No, not wrong.
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
Italiano vero. Italiano vero.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Dutch and Royce. We've taken a week off, but you're listening to us here on morelikeradio.com. Our number is 954-573-2780. Or you can jump in on the show live. If you're listening to the podcast, go to morelikeradio.com/live every Tuesday night from 10 to midnight. I am Joel Dutch Van Wingerden here with Royce Lopez.
Yeah, Dutch, you sound really enthused today. You got the crowd all pumped when you came in. What's wrong, buddy?
I'm tired. We also have Marie Lopez.
I'm back.
Mitch Heil.
I'm not tired.
Sherry Dahl.
I'm angry.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. And we also have Johnny Cake Sinzeri.
Woo! And I am pumped up.
Why are you so pumped, buddy?
Someone has to be on this show.
Exactly.
Dude, it's been a long couple of weeks for me.
Really? You wait till we tell you what we did. Tell you who.
I know. I'm going to get there. But like I said
can't
before,
wait. Because all I saw was pictures. I saw a dancing Jesus. I saw a Brillo pad mustache Royce.
If you guys want to get in on the conversation, it's 954-573-2780. If you ever want to call the show live. But yeah, I always like to start out the show with what did you guys do this weekend?
Well, I want to know why you're tired.
I'm just very tired because Chelsea got a new puppy.
Can I see it?
It's not here with me. I'm at my house.
Why isn't it with you all the time? It's a puppy.
Because it's her puppy and not mine.
well, why don't you kidnap her so that you can have the puppy?
Why don't you have the puppy on loan?
I don't want her puppy on loan because, first of all, puppies are assholes.
No, they're not. They're adorable.
They're assholes. Sherry, why are you angry right now?
Because I look like I cut myself.
Why you look like you cut yourself?
Sterling likes to eat me.
Yeah, Sterling is in his bitey phase where he chews on mostly just people.
So. Do you guys have like a thing, like a call that you use towards him?
Yeah,
get off me, fucker.
We say no and then hit him in the face.
I want to see.
Hit him in the face.
Yeah, you're supposed to like waterboard him or something.
It happens.
No, okay. So last night we're about to watch Game of Thrones, and apparently my tank top came up a little bit, and he bit my
nipples. Is that what he was yelling?
Nipples.
It's because he's teething. You know, you got to be a nursing mommy.
And I had red wine in my hand, so red wine went flying. Dog went flying, and I'm pissed. I told Mitch, I'm like, take care of this fucking dog, because I have to clean red wine off the couch. So I'm sitting here trying.
Your nippers are so pink.
red wine.
And I'm like, it's not coming up red. I scared the piss out of the dog.
Oh my god.
My story.
Kelsey's. Well, you guys named your puppy Sterling, right?
Yeah.
Well, it. Kelsey's dog went without a name for like the first 5 days because she couldn't decide on one
for the dog.
And we finally settled on Pepper, which is what her mom called her the second she saw her.
Aww, little Pepper. He's a little Pepper dog.
Well, the dog that she has is a Lhasa Poo, which is a Lhasa Apso mixed with a miniature poodle.
Whoa. It's a Velociraptor. What are you guys doing? You got to keep it contained.
The thing is this big. It is like 6 inches by 2 inches. The thing is tiny.
You guys both have dogs, and neither one of you have the dogs on camera. I am thoroughly disappointed.
Sterling, yeah, they actually have theirs in the house. Sterling's in the house. Mine's not here.
He's in his kennel because he's an asshole.
He's being an asshole right now?
I nearly lost it with the video that you guys had of Sterling on the little kayak, and he was pawing at the water to test it and then just fell in.
That being said, my store stocks in full range of puppy life jackets. So just say the word and Sterling will have one.
Swim. He doesn't need a life jacket.
Most dogs can swim, but it would be funny to see a puppy in a life jacket.
Aww. It's got little dive flags on it and it's reflectives.
How many times has he fallen off of that little kayak? Twice. Did he get frightened?
Yeah, usually when he falls in, we pull him back in the kayak, and then he gets all sad and scared and wet, and then he crawls into one of our laps and just kind of sits there.
Oh, like a soaked little sponge.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pepper is mad. Her and I aren't speaking right now because I gave her a bath. And she looks at me like I'm the person who tortured her because she has this. Well, we're trying to, obviously, when you get a new puppy, you're trying to potty train them, and we're trying not to have her shit in the house, and there's a spot in the backyard where, you know, it's a perfect spot for, you know, her to shit. And it's like nobody can really see it. And it's like it's whatever. So we're constantly trying to take her out there. And it was like late night, and like Kelsey was working because she works overnights. And I was alone with the puppy, and I went outside for like, you know, to bring her there to shit, because every hour with puppies, apparently they don't know whether or not they're going to lose their bowels. So you have to bring them out every hour for at least the first week or two. And I'm out there, and I'm smoking a cigarette. I'm looking down my phone. I'm trying to play like my Clash of Clans game or whatever for like 30 seconds just to update my base real quick. I look over and she's rubbing her ass in her own shit. So she like does this thing where when she takes a dump, she thinks that it gets stuck to her fur. And you know how all dogs, when they do that, they'll sit there and do that thing where they scooch across the floor.
Yeah.
But she's too young and dumb to realize that she was doing it in her own shit. So the whole backside of her was just covered in poo. So I, you know, I was like, okay, I gotta give her a bath. And so like I you know, turn on the sink, and we have this thing that comes down or whatever, and I made sure it was warm for her. And midway through the shit, she like looked at me and she's like, I don't know what the fuck you're doing, but we're not friends anymore. It was essentially the look that she gave me.
How old is
and
she?
And then, like, she was shivering, and like I said, the thing's like miniature, and I was like, you know, I got out the hair dryer to blow her off, and ever since then, like, she doesn't, like, come to me anymore. She only goes to Kelsey. She, like, reluctantly, like, kind of, like, cringes to the side if I try and pick her up.
Well, you gotta make Kelsey do the same thing. That way she doesn't know which one to trust.
That's funny. You said that. I said the exact same. I'm like, the next time she got to take a bath, you got to do it.
I have given Sterling 3 baths in 2 days. On Sunday night, I gave him a bath because I give him a bath every Sunday. And a week ago before, he also did not like the hair dryer. So I don't hair dry him anymore. So Sunday, I gave him a bath. And then 2:30 in the morning, I wake up and he's laying in his shit. So I'm like, well, I guess we're going to take another bath at 2:30 in the morning. And tonight we came home from dinner with our friends and he's laying in shit in his kennel again. I'm like, stop laying in shit, you little shitter.
And we were only gone for like an hour and a half or 2 hours.
And he went.
See, like, that's bad, though. If your dog likes to roll in his own shit that early on in life.
He was just in his kennel and he has nowhere to go because it's... Supposedly, if you give them a really small space in their kennel, they don't want to piss or shit there.
They don't shit where they lay.
Yeah.
Well, apparently that didn't work.
This doesn't work. He loves it.
You guys are exactly right. That is how you're supposed to potty train a dog. But apparently Sterling doesn't give zero fucks.
See, like, I'm just hold on. I didn't right know that.
Yeah,
because they don't want to piss and shit where they're sleeping. They'll go away from it. So if you give them a big space to do that.
So you have like a traveling kennel you just stick them in?
Yeah, it's a cage. It's like 36 inches wide by 24, something like that. And then there's a divider in it, which we can put inside of there. So it makes it a lot smaller inside.
But you can move it as he gets bigger and bigger. That way you don't have to buy multiple crates just to crate train him. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, basically what we have is like we got this like 8 foot by 3 foot kind of like square enclosure. You can make it like an octagon if you want. But yeah, like she knows to go on the fucking pad. But it's like the second we let her out and we don't take her eye. We take her eyes off her for 3 seconds. She'll just piss all over the ground. Well, here's the thing. I say piss all over, but like she's so tiny that like the amount of piss that comes out of her is like, I don't know, maybe like a
couple drops,
a half a dollar size worth, you know, like a half dollar coin.
Yeah.
Size worth of piss, whatever. But it's like little spots of that all over the ground. So it's like when you step in a manhole and you don't realize it's there. Like, it's all over the goddamn house, and I want to strangle her.
So do you think it's inhumane to, like, take the dog's nose and just, like, plop it in there, like, mint?
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that because apparently that just gets them used to the smell and taste of shit, so then they start eating their own shit. So,
fuck.
That's what I was told.
I would just put it right next, like, you know, move his face next to it, but not put it inside of it, and then go, no, and bop him on the nose once.
Yeah.
Do you have tips about all the biting?
Like the biting means
the bottom jaw and kind of put your hand under there and hold it until they stop.
Well, the way we do it is we say no and then we blow into her face every time she bites. So, and she hates it when you blow into her face, like blow air in her face.
Yeah, I know. The thing with Sterling is when you blow air into his face, he tries to bite your face.
Getting him like one of them like bitey bones or something?
Get him one of those muzzles one of those little mesh muzzles. Then every time he bites, you put it on for 5 minutes. He'll stop quick because those things are really annoying and they hate him.
Yeah.
And that will make him stop. Once he associates, oh, shit, biting people gets this shit on me, he'll stop.
Yeah. And the thing is that like they always stress the first 6 months to a year is the most important time to start and train new habits because otherwise they're going to get used to it. But here's the thing. Usually from what I read, because our dog was biting too. But it was because of the teething thing, I think. But a lot of times they say when a dog is really bitey, it's because they got pulled away from their mother a little too soon.
Yeah, that could be because I read that too, because they're used to playing with their brothers and sisters. So they kind of get used to how hard can I bite, you know, the play. And we did kind of get him 5.5, 6 weeks. I think he said it was 6, but it was earlier than that.
Yeah.
I would rather just kick Kelsey's dog.
You know what though? He sits, like he shakes, he's learning to stay, and he goes into his kennel on command. So he's doing pretty good for being 9 weeks old.
Well, that's good.
He's a smart little doggy.
Are they both little like yappers? Like, do they like not know when to stop talking?
Yeah, that's his kennel.
Yeah, Pepper only yaps when we leave her in her like her little kennel thing, or like when we chain her up outside or whatever.
I guess like the most annoying thing would be
when I give her a bath.
If it barks when it hears a door or a bell ring, and then if you're watching TV and there's a commercial on and there's a knock or a bell ring, and it starts barking at that.
Yeah, those are.
I think. Yeah, Sterling's still too stupid to understand what those things mean yet. So
play with his paws while he's little. It'll be easier to cut his nails later.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be used to his paws being touched. We should have done that with Yuki. She's impossible.
Yeah, that's the one thing that we can't do with her. She like cutting her nails is just ridiculous.
It's
like
a nightmare.
We train her to high five.
And she's a big fucker, too.
When we go bang, she plays dead. I mean, she knows tricks, but her feet, you can't fuck with them.
Yeah.
Like a black woman.
Don't you touch my nails.
That sounds like my cat.
Since we were gone for a week, we came back and got her a rawhide bone just as a, you know, thank you for being a good girl type of thing. And she's an inside dog for the most part. She has been picking up that bone.
Doesn't know where to put it.
And moving it throughout the house the entire day.
Well, because she's full, but she knows, holy shit, I'm going to want this later.
So we're sitting and watching TV, and she'll get up and walk across the room holding it in her mouth. And we're watching her move it from place to. She shoved it underneath tables. She moves it.
Somebody's going to get this for me.
What is she doing?
It's just the ridiculous places that she hides it, too, like under a table, behind chairs, near the cat. Like, and then she remembers. I think you see her sitting there, then she'll get comfortable, she'll put it somewhere, but then you see her eyes and she remembers, she's probably thinking, well, they're going to find it there. Hold on a second. So she walks back and she grabs it and like she'll move it to another place. Like it's been every little place in the house you could find it, it's where it's been.
Kelsey got this little, because when she first got the dog, she got like every toy and everything available that like, a new dog owner gets. She went nuts at Petco. And one of the things she got was like this dried out hog's ear that was like filled with peanut butter.
Mm.
I guess it's like a thing. Pepper hates this thing like with a visceral hatred. Like when we put it on the ground, it's like, well, it's like a party trick now. Like when people come over, like, watch this, we'll put it on the ground. She'll sit there and just start screaming at it, just barking at it and running around and snarling and not getting close to it and just yelling at it like it's, you know, like right. She's in like a race protest that they're letting kids into schools, like that kind of thing. Like
right.
It's like, how you're 10 weeks old. How the fuck do you hate something this much? Like, we can't figure it out for the life of us.
Maybe she was raised by pigs.
Maybe the your puppy is high class and that ear is beneath her.
Yes, she's like Samuel L. Jackson. She doesn't eat pigs. She's
now,
filthy animals.
Something else I wanted to do is yes, Maul, I did do something. The chat room's asking about my beard. I forget that I did something to my beard, and I read the chat. But I forgot that I did. Yes, I did something.
Where'd you do your beard?
Well, it's all related to what we did this weekend. So I guess we could start.
Yes.
If you want.
Okay. Yeah, please tell us about Bonnaroo.
We went to Bonnaroo. We left. It's in Manchester, Tennessee. We left.
And who was we again?
I'll explain. We
it was 10 of us.
Yeah, it was.
Jesus, I thought it was just the four of you.
It was Ramcat. It was Mark. You know, Buttercup. It was Joe, the guy I kissed. His wife Joyce,
who you have not kissed.
Who I have not. Marie has. Then our two of our buddies, Kyle, fuck Kazmany. I kept doing that whole weekend.
Kyle,
Josh, and then two of Joe's friends from South Florida who I've never met. And these, by the way, Mitch, I met your doppelganger. This guy named Drew.
See the one in the orange pants
with the beard.
Yes.
With the humongous beard. But it's not just the beard. He has the same just dry, just shitty sense of humor. It's really funny, but I was like, God damn it, this is Mitch. Like, he was doing this thing. He was just so outdoorsy, too. Like, you know, we stayed at the camper site.
You know what we should do? We should hunt for our own food tonight, man.
we stayed in this campsite, and this is 80,000 people go to this thing.
90,000.
Yes.
It starts Thursday. It ended Sunday. We left Wednesday morning from Florida, and we got there, I want to say, around midnight.
Did you already say where it was again? I'm sorry.
Manchester, Tennessee.
Okay, that's where it was.
Manchester.
So this dude, Drew, we go to this campsite, and our buddy Joe has a camper, which is really cool. It's, you know, we had generators and an air conditioner in the little camper.
Oh, nice. That's the way to do
it. So it slept six people tight, but it slept it. It had a toilet you could piss in, but not shit in. So we were in there, and then the other people that came stayed in the little campsite with, you know, tents around us.
Drew, of course, came in like a tent that was bigger than the goddamn camper. Like, this guy was like, man, just ready to go with a fucking little skillet. He's so fucking red. Like, he had this water thing that he filled with water at the beginning. He would leave it on the roof of his car so then he would have hot water at nighttime to shower with. I mean, it was crazy.
Baller.
Where can I have it?
Yeah. So, anyway, we get the first thing we get there, it's ridiculous. We have a camper thing and we pull in. And I will say this, they were searching for drugs, but to their benefit, to their credit, they arrested nobody. They just took the drugs and said, go in. They weren't arresting anybody, which is pretty cool. You got to, even the cops, I mean, I'm talking about cops weren't arresting people. They were just taking it and going, go.
Yeah, they recognize that, like, yeah. if we arrested everybody that's coming,
the jails would be overfull
because of drugs. Yeah. Completely full, yeah.
Yeah, so we got in and we set up.
How many drugs got taken?
No, not a lady, just some weed. So we we show up. Well, remember, there's 10 of us. So, I mean, everybody brought something. So we, but nothing really. It wasn't that big. It sucks when it's your stuff that's taken, but whatever. So, but they do let you come with as much. So we came in like three coolers. Well, how many beers did they come with? It was we like 200 beers.
We ended up running out of water, but
not beer. We ran out of water and not beer. Dutch, on the last day, we showed up. Joe did the math, and they drank 100.
There's water and beer, right? We'll be fine.
Between 4 days there, they drank 115 beers, two of them, Drew and Joe.
Jesus Christ.
100
of them?
Yeah. 115 wow. beers.
I thought I had a problem.
Josh and Kyle brought.
It's like 30 a day.
Josh and Kyle brought Pabst, a whole bunch of Pabst. Yeah, yeah. Brought a whole bunch of, but remember something, that sounds like a lot, but when you think about it, when you're not really sleeping, 30 in a day, when you're taking sleep out of the equation, it really isn't that many an hour, if you really do the math.
Yeah, and it was like one and a half an hour.
And let's be fair, it's Bud Light.
Ew.
Yeah, so we...
drinking that right now.
So we, we set up the camper, we set it up, and the first year we've gone, but everybody else had gone before.
So they're veterans, and they know.
Right.
Like,
oh, yeah, there's that monkey. If you're looking in the chat room, Marie's posting pictures. There's that monkey guy.
Yeah, matching clothes.
Joyce
By
I,
mistake.
Joyce and I accidentally matched twice.
Yes, twice.
That's funny. I
it
love that.
It was very funny. Yes, yeah. Where's the other picture of the back of you guys? We're in the same thing. So anyway, we went to... we set up the camper the first night there Wednesday. We got in there late. We hooked up the generator, so there was AC inside, which is fucking fantastic. Another thing, Drew was...
I'm sure that you guys were like the most popular camper around.
Oh, no, there was... We had a decent campsite. Some people we
had
RVs,
like the
out.
Buses that were parked. You know, the bus, because...
Oh, like people you see at like football games.
Like John Madden buses.
Like the John Madden buses. But anyway, we're there. We set up our thing. We put all the stuff out. And then Drew, because there's porta potties you could shit in, but when there's 90,000 people, and there's a lot of them, they still get filled. Drew, because he's been there a couple times, brought his own portable bathroom tent, put it up, got a Home Depot bucket, bought one of those lids that the construction workers use, put a bag in it, so we had our own bathroom. We would shit,
that is
tie
perfect.
Up our bags, put because they pick up the trash every morning, throw and refill it. So we had our own bathroom with our own personal shit. Anyway,
what a great idea.
Yeah, so we set up, we sleep.
I have never seen so much human shit in my life.
Oh, yes, so much shit.
People just taking shits everywhere?
No.
Well, no, because you had to use porta potties
and they
everywhere.
Fill up quick.
So I was always looking at the last person's dump. Oh, God, yeah, I'm see, so glad to not have to look at shit.
See, look, there's that Marie just posted it. See what I mean? They dressed alike accidentally. So
was there any, like, incidents there that you guys witnessed? Like snarky protests or Dude, people getting arrested or fighting?
So much happened. We're going to tell some today, and I'm sure we're... Because I know Buttercup and Mark are going to be on tomorrow's show. We're going to talk more about their experience.
All right, so yeah, save any stories that involve them.
Oh, trust me, there's plenty, because we split up a few times. There's plenty that don't involve them, so there's a lot. There's a lot of days here. So anyway...
To answer your question, John, we didn't see any protests. No one got arrested. No one was rowdy. Everyone was pleasant.
No. I'll get yes.
But...
For any people who may not, like, know it all, like, Bonnaroo is, like, a three-day, four-day music festival,
four days,
right?
Yeah. Thursday through Sunday.
they generally are usually like in the Nevada or LA area, like somewhere around there. And then they kind of been on tour the last couple of years.
No, this is always Bonnaroo's
always been in. It's always been in Tennessee.
What am I thinking of then?
You're thinking of.
Oh, I'm thinking of Coachella.
Yes, Coachella moves
That's
a lot.
That's what it is. I'm sorry.
But you know what? Pretty similar. I mean, you're thinking about the same thing.
Okay, so the first day that you guys went there, yes. Like, did you get to see any bands? Or were you guys busy partying? Yes. Okay.
The first day we get there, you know, we set up at Wednesday night. We've set up our camper. We lay down. We go to sleep. We get up in the morning, and Drew's already fucking with his grill out there cooking everybody breakfast. We eat. Everyone starts drinking. Then we walk inside. The first day we walk in just to see what's going on. There really wasn't any band. Was there any bands that we saw the first day?
Thursday, there were bands, but there were no headliners.
There was
on
no
Thursday.
Good bands on on.
Yeah, it was like the locals / up and comers type of right. day. Oh, by the way,
The beard.
Are
That's
you getting
the
beard? Yeah.
Merchant, have a nice. I've been meaning to tell you, nice beard, Dick. Okay, so here's what happened. We were going to, since we're going to Bonnaroo, I said, fuck it, because everyone does something cool and different there. Because look, here's the
point. By the way,
for
the podcasters, we're looking at pictures of Royce with an orange beard.
Yes, now, let me explain.
Not
first
the mustache.
Off, understand.
It's like a bright orange mustache beard, and the mustache is regular color.
You want to know why? No, not the mustache.
And your soul
or
patch.
The soul
is regular
patch.
Color.
I'll explain why I didn't do the mustache as we get to it. So,
or the soul patch.
Oh, I'll explain. So, I figured everyone does something different. I'm like, the beard is the easiest thing where you can do something because you can just shave it off and be normal.
Exactly.
Again. So it's not like somebody were like, oh, this, you know. So I figured, fuck it. And I figured I'd leave it for this week so everyone could see it. But I initially, you're seeing it there after stuff washed out. Initially, it was dyed flamingo pink.
Jesus.
So I bought the bleach kit, and Marie, of course, helped me bleach my face. You know, she put it on. Now, the thing is, the bleach smelled really bad, like really hardcore. So
well,
if
usually
I
when it's right on your let face, me, you smell it.
Now you
more.
Know why I didn't put it on my nose, under on my mustache. And I figured it'll look cool anyway. So I painted it up. I put in a fucking, I don't know how women do this all the time. But anyway, I brushed it in. And then I thought it came out pretty
well, most
decent.
Most women don't have massive beards, so they don't have to
well,
deal with that much bleach.
Good point. But some do. So I did that. So I decided I'm going to keep the beard like that. And I will say, it was very popular. I got a lot of compliments from my beard at Bonnaroo. It was ridiculous. It was really ridiculous.
Were people asking you if it was real?
No, nobody was like, I mean, everything everyone figured that was that. So by the end, though, but being in the sun and taking showers or, you know, water or whatever, it washes off. So it looks more orange now, you know. Yeah. But still pretty cool because it ended up matching the orange, the headband, the Bonnaroo headband.
So you just did it because you wanted to fit in with the Bonnaroo crowd.
He just wanted to do something weird.
I wanted to do something weird. I also painted all my toenails.
Crazy.
No, I painted my toenails.
Crazy Royce.
That's me. They call me that on the streets.
I thought they called you Mr. Bojangles.
Now, by the way,
I they called you Spick.
By the way, if you think that if you think that was crazy, no. You should have seen some of the shit people did there. That is not
That's
crazy.
That's why I want to lead it. Like, what
is,
did you actually
this see? This is normal.
Your ugly ass feet.
I know they're bad, right? I need a fucking.
How does one's middle toe be shorter than his pinky toe?
It's not. You're looking at it wrong. It's definitely not. I was curling my feet up. That's why it looks like that.
I don't defend it. You have
so yeah. No, I know. I have terrible hobbit feet. So they're like Lego feet. So
yeah.
Hobbit
what were some
no,
of the
I
other
have
crazy,
hairier feet than you?
What Good were point. Some of the? It's not a competition. What were some of the crazier shit you saw?
Well, I would say the cool thing is everyone there's pretty is pretty cool. You know, I mean, as far as everyone's really nice, there was no fights. That's the thing I was amazed about.
Really?
And that amazes yes. me too because I have friends that have gone to other festivals, mind you, they're rock festivals, yeah. And to the point where like they become like a glorified security officer beating the shit out of somebody because a boyfriend is literally strangling a girlfriend.
No, I know what you're talking about. I've been Bonnaroo, to Ozfest, I've been to Warped Tours, fights every time I've gone.
Bonnaroo, their main... phrase that they had was radiate positivity. It was like a hippie fest. It's more Woodstocky type of thing.
Right.
So like everyone there, it's like recycle, be green, love each other. Everyone was high-fiving each other. If you yell, someone would yell back at you, you know, like Bonnaroo, you know, just that was the
a
thing.
A lot of high-fiving.
And a lot of drugs.
And a
did you,
lot
did
of
you
drugs.
Lose count?
Yeah.
So we We the first day, well, I guess it'll go by days because, I mean, a lot of stuff happened. But so the first day we walked in there, we checked everything out. They have this, because it's real, think about it, the middle of the summer, it's really fucking hot there. Mm-hmm. And it's this humongous area. They have like four or five stages, you know. The center area has like this thing that's called the mushroom, which is like just this thing that shoots water out that people go in. But the thing is, it's recycled water. So the first day, it's awesome. By the last day, it's green and yellow and smells like piss.
God, man. No,
they're recycling the water they shoot on people?
Now, I want to also point something out.
Ew.
I want to point something out. As positive everyone was, as nice as they were, you know me, I have to be honest. The one part where I was livid, and to the point people were like, we get it, but I was pissed. Everyone's there. It's like, they give you recycling bags, you know, pick up your trash, recycle, reuse. But I'm not talking about people that work there. I'm talking about everyone. That kind of festival is all like, save the planet, recycle, which is a good idea. It's not hard to recycle. Who gives a shit? I don't care if you believe that. But what I hate is when you have a festival of people filled with that and you leave a concert venue and it looks like every Indian on the planet would be crying if they saw the garbage. These people leave to the point where I'm not a neat freak, but I was purposely going, see how easy it is, and putting it in the trash can because I was getting the hypocrisy bothered me about that. I was like, oh, clean the planet. And then it looked, dude, garbage. Dude,
every festival looks like that.
Well, you showed like one of the pictures back in the chat when you got, and it was almost kind of like a panoramic with, and there was a lot of clutter on the ground, and you're telling me that everyone's supposed to pick up, and it's just like they're just sitting in their shit.
But speaking of shit, they had mounted security guards on horses riding up and down the campsites and on the festivals, is great because you know you have to be careful, make sure people aren't doing anything. Those horses were leaving the biggest shits. And I'm not talking about in the campsite, Dutch.
Yeah, a scooter or like one of those like two-wheeled stand-up things.
Dutch.
I'm going to use a Segway because
I am not talking about just shit in the campsite. Because whatever. I am talking about there was a pile of shit at the main stage where Billy Joel was going to play. Well, Maria's posted a picture. It was looked like the fucking Triceratops shit from Jurassic Park.
Did you post it on Facebook?
Yeah, it was one of my old profile pictures.
And let me guess, they didn't pick any of that up, did they?
Horses that lived through Jurassic period.
So they were doing that. Now, the one thing is everybody was tripping either on shrooms or on LSD. And that whole festival. Look, there's the pile of shit. There's the picture of me. I stood in front of like,
wow,
I took,
what a
like,
good
I took
boy
the
you
dump.
Are, Royce.
Look at that. I was a big boy. So I got a high five for doing that. Their standards for high fives are very low. So
I would have high fived you, man.
But anyway, joking, all that aside, some of the bands were fucking amazing.
Yeah, tell me what happened the first night. Like, okay, what was the set list?
Thursday there really wasn't any really big bands that I could say that I cared about.
Did you see any that you liked?
Oh no, we saw plenty of bands during the week, yes, that I wanted to see, yes.
Yeah, well, what were some of like the non-huge names we were like
21 Pilots.
That's kind of cool.
21 Pilots was really good.
21 Pilots.
21 Pilots was really good.
The first day, the first thing that I really enjoyed was Soja.
Oh, God. Soja was fucking good.
Soja Boy?
No. It's this kind of reggae jam band. It was really cool. They were awesome. Yeah, that was Soja. We saw him. Yeah, that was one of the earlier ones we saw. What did we see that evening?
I don't remember.
We saw Dutch. When you go to, you knock off like 10 bands off your list that you've seen. Right.
Is there any EDMs there, or was it all just like folk rock?
Dead Mouse was there.
Dead Mouse 5 was there. Bass Nectar was there.
Bass Nectar?
Yeah.
We didn't even see them.
Dubstepping.
We couldn't even see them because we were watching another. Like there's a few times where there was too many good bands playing at the same time. Alabama Shakes was fucking great.
That's who the headliner. Oh my God, they killed.
Right. Alabama Shakes fucking murder. That bitch could fucking sing and play.
I don't think I've ever heard of this band.
Dude,
you've heard one of their songs.
You've heard one of their songs. It's on the radio.
Hold On? Is that the most?
Yeah. You got to hold. Yeah. Moon Taxi.
Oh, Moon Taxi.
Okay,
they
Dutch.
They were great.
Dutch, Moon Taxi. Have you heard some Moon Taxi songs, Dutch?
I've never heard of
they're
Moon
kind
Taxi.
Of they're kind of more, you know, they're slower, kind of cool, but they did a cover of they did a Rage Against the Machine cover. It was fucking amazing.
Oh yeah, everyone was doing covers.
Oh, everyone was doing. Oh fuck, I'm trying to remember. What song was it, Marie?
Killing in the Name of.
Oh no, it was not one of their bigger ones. No.
Well, they
might have done Moon Taxi. Might have done that, but they did Renegades another Rage song. No,
I'm just looking up like the number one things that came up were Killing in the Name of and Bulls on Parade.
No, it wasn't those. I forget. Too many things.
Not Your Enemy?
No, I'm trying to figure out. I'm sure there was an article written about it. I'm trying to find it. But that 20.
Spy.
Rolling Down Rodeo.
People of the Sun. Moon Taxi loves to cover Rage.
They do. They do. But the thing is, if you hear their music, they don't sound like they would play that.
Hold on, let me hear a little bit of this.
Yeah.
Starbucks coffee lounge music?
No, I wouldn't say that, but it's just it's slower stuff, that's all. Slower alternative. Yeah,
this is something that's live.
Yeah, there you go.
Killing in the Name of! Well, kind of just sounds like them.
Any mosh pits?
No,
we didn't. I mean, there might have been. We didn't go into them. Slayer played. We didn't see them, though.
Slayer was there?
We saw Tears for Fears.
Tears for Fears.
Are you serious?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Hold on. Fears, Dutch. They still
They're
play?
Still a thing?
Let me tell you this. They weren't on the main stage, but those fuckers sound really good still. And I was amazed because I was like, Tears for Fears. They covered Creep by Radiohead. Really good.
Oh, my
good.
God.
Yeah, really good. 21 Pilots. Oh, we saw Hozier.
Hozier.
And then there was a super jam of the first day at the end where it was 21 Pilots. No, who came on stage with them?
You're going so out of order. Sorry. You're thinking about Saturday night after Mumford and Sons?
Mumford and Sons. The Mumford and Sons were fucking great.
Oh, yeah. Mumford and Sons is great.
No, Dutch. I don't like their radio stuff that much, but live, they're fucking good.
Now,
my favorite band and my favorite experience was My Morning Jacket.
My Morning Jacket.
I've seen them at Warped Tour before.
Were you tripping balls?
No.
Okay, well, then that wasn't as good. Yeah.
Our faces were melted off.
Our faces were fucking melting.
We were like leaning backwards.
No, dude, it was one of the best because everyone in the group was eating, as I like to say, pizza toppings.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, let's just say that. We're eating pizza toppings. I brought a bunch of truffles.
Truffles.
Truffle shuffle.
And everybody ate the truffles, and it was
beautiful.
Fucking,
was beautiful.
Wait till you talk to Buttercup tomorrow because she was hilarious. Like, at one point she bent over to me and she goes, "You know when you're like tripping, and I'm tripping, I feel good, but it's a little too hard right now." And she had like eyes were like pupil like dilated.
Holy shit!
And dude, but that band because. If you My Morning Jacket's whole set is one of those things where they go into the songs, each song seamlessly. There's no talking in between. You never heard them say like, "Hey,
right,
Bonnaroo."
They're like that of like a new age jam right. band kind of thing.
So they just went for fucking how long? 2 hours?
2 hours of straight
no
music.
Breaks. And yeah, that's, the only that's time what, you
yeah,
talk,
like they're their yep. newest. I've actually heard of this band before. Yeah, they're like the newer version of like that of the like the Grateful Dead or Fish or yeah, you know any of those bands that don't have breaks.
They
you
know.
that was
rocked.
One of my most fun experiences yes. at a concert was standing there for My Morning Jacket because in the giant crowd, most people had something holding onto so that you could find each other in the crowd.
Yes.
So a lot of people were holding up really long poles with
now,
a sign at the
yes.
top.
Yes, and this was and everybody.
Wait,
does,
hold on. So they know that okay,
they
my
know
group
everyone's
is going
tripping.
To get lost. So we have to have a yes. beacon for them.
Yes,
yes.
And wow. here's why. But now they get creative because they know everybody there is going to be doing truffles.
So the guy behind us
had a dog. Oh my God,
had,
it was so hilarious.
It had they had a blow up picture
of their dog
cut out of a French bulldog that had a bunch of
Christmas lights on it.
That had a bunch of glow sticks on it. And
they were holding it up to 40 feet in the air, like straight up.
And so,
on this long
just
pole.
So their party
so
can get back to
me
them.
And,
yeah.
Me and our girls in our group kept going, "The dog, is there two of them?
It was
no.
hilarious.
Wait, where did he go? Oh my God, he's so good. He's such a good dog.
Oh, and some
he puts up with so Dutch, much shit.
Somebody
and I'm like, he looks like his name is Phil. Phil's such a good
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, by the end, the girls had named him Phil. And
good truffles.
Somebody had another great truffles. Somebody had a sign of Krang from Total Recall to start the reactor. And which is awesome, except when you're fucking on truffles and you're looking at it and you're like, you know?
But you go, Quaid, start the reactor.
Turns into Krang from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Everybody, it was really cool because it was easy to find, even all those people there, since there was flags, like, I'm by the big dog. With the
right.
Christmas
so if
lights.
Your group didn't bring a sign,
exactly,
did,
you use other people
to find your way back to your group. Yes.
And I'll say this: people were cool because even people with flags before they left, they would look around and go, "Hey guys, we're leaving. So if there's any people out there, tell somebody to look at it was cool. It was actually really
that
neat.
Is so funny that yeah. many people got it and knew that ahead of time.
And so there was, and then by the way, because then people get really creative with somebody had just a blown up picture of their own face on a stick, 40 feet in the air. It was ridiculous.
That is, dude, this is a thing.
Yeah.
Everybody knows, okay, for this set,
we're doing
everybody's going to be on acid and everybody's going to get fucking lost. Yep. So we have to set up a system.
Yep.
Wow. That's so really kind of, that's cool.
The thing that I had that I used as my beacon is my friend gave me her LED hula hoop.
Oh, Marie had an LED hula hoop, so which is amazing.
It was
when
so
you're on
much
truffles.
Fun. So I was holding up the hula hoop anytime someone needed to find me. But, after my morning jacket, we moved a little bit backwards cause we were all in the crowd for my morning jacket. We moved back for Mumford and Sons cause it was later and we were tired. Mm-hmm. And I was just sitting down on the ground and I had my hula hoop around me and I was like, this is my bubble.
This is my bubble.
Circle. This is my circle. I'm here. This is me and it's my circle.
And then
and
another night. Oh God, this is great. Another night, the same night, the morning jacket, when everybody is truffling balls. I mean, everybody's
like, "Hey, calling it truffling."
Yeah, we all took them at the same time. About so we were all pretty much peeking around the same time, and we're standing there in line. And I'm looking over, and I'm looking at Drew and Joe, and they're standing next to each other. Their eyes are super dilated. They're having a good time, but you can tell they're tripping. That we were standing in an area that was right by the line for the pit area for the next concert. So people were lining up for the Mumford and Sons while My Morning Jacket was still playing to get into the front. So
and I'm sitting down on the floor in my circle of LED lights.
So this lady walks up and stands behind the group, and I'm watching this from the outside and seeing it. And she's standing there.
I wasn't noticing
at
first.
She goes to Drew and to Joe, is this the line? And Drew goes, no, this isn't. He's still, no, this isn't the line. He looks forward. And then she's still standing behind him. She's also probably fucked up. And then Drew goes to Joe. He goes, does she not hear me? Okay, I'm just going to say it. This isn't the fucking line.
And she's still there. I didn't really notice what they were whispering about. Yeah. And then I turn around later and I notice she's right
she's
above.
She's still there.
She's right above me.
She's still
and
there.
And then I go, hi, did you want to join our circle?
Yeah.
She noticed that and she's like, oh no, I'm waiting in line. I'm like, oh, we're not in line. You're just here.
You're not in line. You're just here.
And then so she's like, oh, and then she finally walks around. I'm like, our circle is so cool. She just wanted to join it.
First of all, a couple things going on with that. First of all, the fact that in a concert setting, when one band's going to get off and another band's going to get on, this concert was cool enough to form a line of people who wanted to get in.
Again, I'm telling
Whereas
you, again.
Whereas any rock concert, it's like if another band's playing and let's just say Warped Tour. One band plays, the other one sets up. And so you kind of form an outside. You don't rush inside while the other band's playing. But the second they're off the stage, everybody just kind of does the pressure pit push.
Something else that I loved about this festival, every band started exactly on time. There was no Axl Rosing.
No.
Because there's such tight schedule. You have to, because there's a band right after.
Well, every rock show wants to, but it's probably such a laid back thing.
And they didn't have any secret agendas.
Divas, right.
So they were. So yeah. So yeah. It's pretty cool. Like I said,
they gave a band I've never heard of a 2-hour slot.
My Morning Jacket.
I've never heard of My Morning Jacket ever.
Dude,
no, they're huge. They really are.
Dude,
I'm seeing it now.
They were my favorite.
They were in an episode. They were in an episode of American Dad.
Here's the thing, dude. I'm looking.
Yes, they were. Oh my God. Yeah, because Stan was obsessed with the lead singer.
Yep.
I'm looking at a majority of their videos are visualizer.
Oh, yes. So God. Yes. Doug.
They know their audience.
Essentially, people just will make videos with pleasing visual elements with their music in the background. That's a huge.
No,
guys,
My Morning Jacket.
Right now,
official videos are that.
That's them. Yeah, they had this
their thing.
Dude, while they were playing, they had like this water, this color changing waterfall behind them, and all of these just really cool visuals because they know, you know, and everybody there at the concert,
they understand their audience.
Everybody at the concert dresses knowing other people are going to be truffling, so they know it.
People were wearing Christmas lights on themselves.
So everyone helps each other out with their, you know.
It's like a rave, but with the energy dialed way back.
Well, no, because there were raves going on, like
also,
I said. There was
all
rock,
kinds of music.
There was jam bands. There was bluegrass.
No, I'm
there
talking
was
about
country.
Just their set in
there
general.
Was, oh, yeah,
guarantee
yeah.
There was a lot of rave shit
Dutch,
going on. I'm just talking
I'm
about
I'm telling
like,
you.
Yeah.
That was because forget the truffling part. You know, if you ever truffled, you still, it's not one of those things where you still know what you saw. Like, you know if a band's good or bad. Like, I could be truffling,
right.
That band is shitty. This is terrible. Let's leave.
Hold on. Is this truffling with an E or truffling with an A?
I want to say with an E.
Oh, okay. Is that better to do than with an A?
I would assume so.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
I don't know
what
the difference is.
I don't know what we're talking about.
Just say
ecstasy
it.
Or acid. Come on.
Oh, no.
A. No,
I mean, I knew that's what you were
neither.
Saying. I didn't know
Dutch,
if we
Dutch,
neither.
Dutch,
like, neither.
Pizza toppings.
Oh.
Oh, like mellow mushroom.
There you go.
Mellow mushroom.
Oh, okay. So truffling with an M.
Yeah, I heard that if you take 4.5 grams of truffles, you fucking should that dude.
Oh, okay. Now I understand. Okay, yeah.
So everyone's you know really into it, you know.
Different.
And,
okay.
But the band is just really the band's a really good band, and I mean they fucking rock.
I've been playing in the background ever since you guys started talking. They're very chill.
Yeah, they're great. I mean, you're not gonna fucking murder somebody to it, but they're very cool. Who else? No, I'm sure because there's so many bands that we saw. We saw Florence and the Machine.
Oh
wow,
I actually like her.
Dutch.
I like her a lot.
She
is
run. Yeah, she is running on the round the stage. I'm not kidding you. Like Axl Rose in the 80s.
Dude, she's an excited.
No.
She's not one of those
like the
performers.
Equipment.
She's one of
so
the few people.
She's one of those girls that likes to like. She's like a frontman.
Dude. Yeah, she's a frontman. She's running. I mean, running and not and nice. Still not missing a beat while singing. Just just great.
She didn't have shoes and she kept running into
the
audience.
She didn't have shoes. She's up there without shoes and a fucking just because it's hot, just a white outfit, fucking rocking it. Like she did really good.
Oh, that's cool. I love hearing that kind of stuff. Like people you wouldn't expect to be the energetic.
No, check this out.
Did you guys meet any of the bands?
Well, hold on. Check this out. She was there in the middle of her set. Somebody had a sign in the way back of the concert venue that said
hug
me
with a hug with a question mark.
She said if someone crowd surfs you to the front, I'll hug you. They crowd surfed this girl all the way to the front. She hugged her and then she let her be backstage.
Oh,
that's cool.
Yeah, you know what she kind of looks like? I was telling Marie, she looks like the wildling that Jon Snow had sex with.
Yeah, Ygritte.
I am so turned on by Ygritte.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that
by
was
the way.
She fucking murdered. Who else? Who was after that?
After.
Speaking of real quick.
Yeah.
Everybody, if you're a fan of Game of Thrones, you have to listen. Are we doing tomorrow's show?
Yeah, we're
doing.
Yeah. Everyone's going to be here too.
Wow.
Everyone's going to be here.
So yeah, I mean, if we're talking about Sunday, we saw Florence, then we saw Robert Plant, and then and then Billy Joel wrapped it up.
Hold on, real quick.
Robert Plant was there?
Yeah. How was that? Was it?
The problem is we were
disappointing.
We sat in an area where we couldn't hear that well. He did do a lot of Zeppelin covers, which is cool. But it was okay. I mean, it wasn't my favorite. I mean, I'll be honest.
No, it was my least favorite.
You
want to
know why? It's probably because you heard him singing the songs, but it didn't sound 100% right. Probably because he played it in a key 3 or 4 keys down than what it was originally written in.
Yeah.
Because he can't.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because he can't hit the notes anymore. Exactly. Yeah. John knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah. You might be right. That could have been it. I mean, but I was never.
Like,
humongous.
It sounded okay, but it was like something different. I don't know why.
The most entertaining performer out of all of
Reggie
them was 20. No, that I'll get to that. But 21 Pilots. I had never seen it before. The drummer.
I've never heard of this band. You
dude,
guys have mentioned them a few times.
You would love that. Here, I'll pull one up.
The drummer. Had a mini drum set on a wooden plank. They put the wooden plank into the crowd.
He was drumming and
crowd surfing.
The guy. Cool. Oh no! And this guy's apparently had issues before with climbing stuff, and he's a liability. So he came on stage and he said, "They literally when he first came on, he goes, they just made me sign something saying that I wouldn't climb anything on stage, or they will not pay me." He goes, "We'll see." So he's playing. At towards the end. he runs through the stage, and you could tell it wasn't planned because security seemed shocked. Like, one lady was like, oh, shit, and she's chasing after him. He runs up the back where the lighting rig is. It's like 50 feet in the air, climbs it, goes to the top and finishes the song, and he goes, you guys owe me some money. And he came back down. It was fucking
funny.
He's like, you can't get mad or I didn't climb anything on stage.
Yeah, because he didn't do it on stage.
He's like known to be one of those crazy, like Dillinger Escape Plan or any of those kind of bands that just are known for being spastic on stage.
Like the bass player for Rage that jumped on the stage during the awards ceremony and they couldn't get him back.
Well, that was more of like a
Chris Rock was trying to like improv.
No. I'm talking more like guys who are known to do antics on stage because for whatever reason, the quote music overtakes them in a fashion where like the dudes from Dillinger Nine Inch Nails have been known to destroy every instrument on stage, every set on a tour.
Dutch,
30 sitter tour. Yes.
Dutch, look in the chat. Look at the chat.
That's the drummer crowd surfing
in the last
and
song.
Drumming.
Crowd surfing and playing.
People did it. Oh my God, he had like wireless mic.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he was brilliant. Performing.
Brilliant idea.
Is this them? Yeah, this is them.
I'll play a little bit here.
That reminds me of when I first saw Deftones. Every single song, like one of their guitar players would just destroy guitar.
That's awesome.
hold on, stop talking. I'm going to hear
sure. All right, shut up.
They're two people.
Oh, just two guys.
Just two guys. Yeah, and they're really good.
They sing a lot about their depression and sadness, but they make it fun and funny.
This is my favorite part of the song.
We actually had someone come up to us and go, hey, did they sing that song that goes like this yet?
Car I drove the whole time, but that's okay. I'll just avoid the hole so you sleep fine. I'm driving here, I sit, cursing my government for not using my taxes to fill holes with more cement. You fell asleep in my car, I drove the whole time, but that's okay, I'll just avoid the holes so you sleep fine. I'm driving here, I sit, cursing my government for not using my taxes to fill holes with more cement.
So how many of these bands that were playing at Bonnaroo have a song that's being played at nauseam on a commercial?
I don't know because I really don't listen to regular radio, but none of these guys.
A lot of the songs we were hearing on Alt Nation on the way up, and actually Alt Nation and a few serious people were there at Bonnaroo.
Oh, yeah, they were.
So is Alt Nation going to have any of this stuff recorded live?
Maybe.
Yeah, they did. I was listening to it today. So. They said they did it. Actually, the guy Maxwell, because we were listening to it, the guy Maxwell on Alt Nation, he goes, yeah, you know, I'm going to be leaving right after this to go to Bonnaroo tomorrow. I'm flying down. Let me know if you want to meet up. And I sent him a tweet. I go, hey, at Maxwell, come and not do drugs with us. And he replied, he goes, okay, cool, but I don't want to don't do not drugs.
And did he ever meet up or not?
Nah.
We didn't even get the message until after,
because there's no service out there.
The service was dead. When 90,000 people all trying to use 4G LTE at the same time, it was not happening.
Wonder how many wireless servers melted.
It was ridiculous. But funny.
You know what? That or they were probably smart and said, let's pick a dead zone to have this so people can actually experience for what it is and not try to tape it.
Well, it's a farm that's owned by, like, Bonnaroo owns,
they own this farm.
It's always right. In the same place.
Look, here's the picture of that Yep wall. See this wall here? If you scroll up a little bit, Dutch, we were sitting in front of a wall. It's Mark and a Buttercup and Joyce sitting in front of this wall.
Yeah, what's up with the Yep wall?
Well, I'll explain. When we were tripping, we were trying to find a way and a place to meet, and we realized that wall says Yep.
Well, no.
Go ahead.
That's not what happened. Oh, okay, so Mark.
Well, just fuck me then.
Mark and Tina both.
fuck me for saying something.
What happened right there is Marie was like, you're telling me
you're an idiot. She might have said
really
you're an idiot
right now.
Exactly.
So stop talking so I can.
Sorry, the Yep wall was my thing. So let's bring it back here.
Wow, that made it even cuntier.
So.
Mark
and Tina both weren't feeling well, and they had during my morning jacket, they had to remove themselves out into, you know, just like the back area.
Because anyone who knows when you truffle, if it gets too hard, you want to get out of the crowd and just kind of.
Yes, you do.
So anyway, so after the show was over and the girl that was waiting in our circle realized that we weren't in line, we went and found Mark and Tina, and we're like, okay, well, we're all moving to the back where Mark and Tina are. We'll watch Mumford and Sons back there. So we walk over, and the guys pointed out, and so I'm walking over last, and I walk up to them, and Mark is just sitting with his legs out, and Tina's kind of curled up into a little ball. And they're sitting at the corner of that little Yep wall, and I'm still like in giggle fits.
Oh yeah,
and I knew. I really want to see that.
Dutch, at one point, all the girls we were with, all of them, were laying on the ground, literally on the grass, laughing in hits of hysteria, fits of hysteria.
So I walk up, and I know Mark and Tina aren't feeling well, and I had my mind about me enough to know that, and I see them sitting underneath a sign that just goes, Yep. And I was like, did you guys do that on purpose?
They sat in that. They see that spot they're sitting at, Dutch. They happen to be sitting there.
They did not know
they
that the sign
know
said
they were
yep.
sitting there.
They were just feeling bad. And
there's
I walked
on wall, sit, lean, uh-huh. something hard.
And what you don't see, Dutch, is immediately to the left, there was a passed out dude sleeping next to that wall.
Yeah. Oh, I see his foot.
Oh, there you go. Yep. Passed yep. sleeping on next to the wall.
And so I just like, I kept sitting the there and I kept, yep. I kept yep. asking questions like, did you guys mean, did you find them there? Did you put them there? Like, was that on purpose?
For
like,
the podcasters, we got to describe this. Basically, it looks like a big old black wall and looks like somebody painted. It's two-toned with the bottom half is purple. The top half is yellow.
It looks like that
and
old
it's
bubble.
It's kind of like shadowed out and just says,
you know what it looks
yep.
like, Dutch? You know when people would like in high school write on your notebook that bubble graffiti? That's kind of what the
bubble graffiti. Yeah. And then on top of that, somebody actually
translated
graffitied
it.
Yep.
So in case you couldn't read
regular
it.
Spray paint right above it with two periods on either end of it.
Oh, and the other thing, they had all these walls and people were allowed to spray paint on them, which was cool. But last year, apparently, Kanye was a dick at Bonnaroo. So almost every other thing was fuck Kanye. Kanye West is a dick.
Hilarious.
Fuck you.
And this was several years ago, and it's still
fuck Kanye.
Needless
to say, he wasn't there this year?
No, he was
no,
not.
No.
So, I mean, it must have been for like 5-10 minutes. I kept going, I'm like, no, seriously, guys. Like, you just happened to sit like on the catty corner. Like, that's like a Facebook wall. Like, make that your profile picture.
Yeah.
Marie, why did the word yep tickle you so much?
Because it was just like, it was the embodiment of how they were feeling, where they're like, I'm sticking it out. I know I just puked my guts out and I'm overheated and I'm tripping and I don't know what's going on, but I'm
By the way, I'm fucking here. And I'm going to say it to her tomorrow. Buttercup is a fucking warrior. I have never seen someone be determined to have such a good time, because even when the truffles hit her hard and even when she puked, she came back, she drank water, she goes, doesn't matter, gonna have a good time.
I'm fine. I'll suck his dick.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Look, Mitch just posted.
Fuck you and fuck your mom, Jaeger. Come on, bring it on.
there you go. Mitch just posted.
Everybody knows that one person, yes. though, like who's. Like, you don't know. I'm not going to let my stupid body get in front of a good time.
Fuck that. And you pay too much goddamn money.
And Tina and Buttercup that night was, I'm sure you can see in the picture, she was wearing a very, very short
and then Marie
green
goes,
shirt. It was see-through and there was no bra. Right. I knew that going up.
Titties everywhere.
I knew that going into that sober. But after that point when she was sitting there and I was just sitting on the ground still enjoying myself.
Looks at her and she says,
I just go, Tina, your shirt's not even trying.
So how many guys / girls got hit on?
No, that's the thing. You got to understand. Everyone
I'm
is
trying to.
Everyone. I didn't. Trust me. I'm a cynical piece of shit. Anyone that listens to me knows this. We didn't deal with any of that shit. Everyone was really, sure, they would talk to, but it was respectful. There was no grabbing ass or boobs. Like, there was
That's
none
amazing.
Of that.
Amazing.
Trust me, I was really absolutely blown away.
Well, dude, you're talking to John and I. We're coming from, like, the rock festival standpoint. So we have a completely different, when we hear music festival, like, you know, it's kind of hard. I can wrap my head around it, but, you know. But I still need to experience it.
I know. You should go. Go next year. Let's go.
Oh, dude, we have to go.
It'll be amazing. Dude,
I'll take a trip out there. Yeah, I'll schedule a vacation round if I have to.
It's closer for you than it is for us.
I kind of want to come up to Orlando when Incubus plays, but I don't know how much the tickets are.
Well, I'm gonna watch Incubus in August in Orlando.
Yeah.
Tampa.
That's I'm imagining it's going to be an outdoor event.
I don't care about what. Hold on.
Sorry,
we can talk about what concerts we want to watch.
Okay,
there's plenty more stories about
Billy Joel. Billy Joel.
Bonnaroo.
Hold on. You want to know about the closing act, Billy Joel?
No. I want you to tell me after the break.
Ooh, snap. That's a tease, son.
Hey, Piano Man coming up next. Guy who doesn't know how to do segues.
Getting drunk.
Take it away. More like radio, less like crap. Turn that
shit up. I'm tripping balls.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. Right there on the right, stupid.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you. I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my hands. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge come.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. till 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Hey, everyone. It's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show.
And Dan, also from the Cousin Joe Show.
And we are here to talk about No Station Required, which is what?
It is our documentary about internet radio and podcasting.
Correct, Dan.
I know, because you told me to say that.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And we're talking to you because we need your help.
We need your help.
If you could go to tinyurl.com/nostationrequired.
Go there.
You could help us on Indiegogo to fund the film.
Fund this film.
It is almost guaranteed. No, it's guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Whatever show you're listening to right now will be featured in this documentary.
That's true.
Along with others of your favorite shows right on this very station, More Like Radio.
Word.
So go there, tinyurl.com/nostationrequired. Thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, listen to our show Thursday nights, 7 to 10.
Yeah, listen to our show, damn it.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on morelikeradio.com.
morelikeradio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my god, that's hilarious! Let's say it 3 more times.
Oh God, to save you, gotta save my soul. Oh, down, bow, down, wow, diddy, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Hippo Juice is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, your Android phone, BlackBerry phone, and webOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
On your phone.
Phone.
So that's, like I said, there's two kinds of policies you should be thinking about. You got your whole life in your whole life plus, which is, covers the same benefits of whole life plus a heck of a lot more.
Well, we just came in to get Charlene on my health care.
On account I'm having a baby.
Yeah, a boy we're hoping.
Or a little girl. I just about hugged the pants off a little girl.
Oh, yeah? Well, even more, all the more reason to, because what happens if you have an accident in your job?
I work at the library.
Okay, what happens if you have a car crash and go out the windshield? Or say you're up a ladder, cleaning out the gutters and you fall off that darn thing and break your neck. These things happen every day. And people fall asleep smoking in bed. They burn to death. And what I'm saying is the morgue is full of guys thought they didn't need life insurance. For peace of mind, I'm saying to know that your little boy...
Or girl.
Right, or little girl is taken care of.
We are supposed to be at my mom's by 4.
Yeah, so we're gonna...
Okay. Well, at least let me give you a brochure. Or I got these nifty pens. Look at that. With most of the colors. Okay, well, if you change your mind, then come here.
Second hour of Dutch and Royce here on morelikeradio.com. Our number is 954-573-2780. Want to get in touch with the show or tweet us, Joel Dutch, Hippo Juice Film, Hit H Juice Marie, John's Epitome, Chim Heil, or Dalai Lama. If you want to hit up anybody on the show during the week or right now or whatever, or if you're a podcaster and you want to check us out live, hit us up at morelikeradio.com/live every Tuesday night from 10 to midnight. We're in the middle of dissecting Royce and Marie's week at Bonnaroo that they had this last weekend. And before we went to break, you guys mentioned Billy Joel.
Yeah, so Billy Joel was the headliner. He closed out the night. And
which night? The entire festival?
Entire festival. Sunday night, he was the main event. So he was the only one that didn't have anyone else competing against him for time. And as soon as he finished, literally Bonnaroo closed. Like, they kicked you out. They started disassembling things.
Billy Joel is an absolutely unaware person of reality anymore. He completely...
What happened?
Explain everything. He completely phoned in his show.
I don't think so.
I'm giving my opinion now.
Okay, we got two differing stories here. Now, what do you think, Royce?
Well, first off, he was scheduled, and every band that's ever played Bonnaroo, the last close-out band, is supposed to play till 11:30 at night. Everyone, 11:30. And when I say timely, every band plays as long as you're supposed to. Billy Joel finished at 10:45. He played his hits.
He
played his hits, and then at one point, I guess he figured, I'm too good for this, and he had his roadie that he's been for, that's been his roadie for 35 years, come on stage and sing Highway to Hell while I guess he took a water break.
What the hell?
He came back out. He played his hits. And not that he sounded fine. I'm not going to say he sounded bad. He did not. He sounded like fucking Billy Joel.
But he basically just wanted to get paid.
He did all his hits, you know, everyone you can think of. And then he is so unaware of life, the things that he, like, he doesn't, the guy, he was sitting there, and during this concert at nighttime, every night, because people were truffling, they would release those lanterns that they, you know, with the fire, the ones you, you know, light with fire, and then they go into
Chinese
the air.
Chinese lanterns.
Right.
Lanterns. There was a few of them up in the air. And if you've ever been to an outdoor festival, you've seen those, right? I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. Those, yeah. You know? He sits there and he honestly, after a song, looks at the fire line and he goes, "What are those?" Like he's not, and I go, "Has he never been outside? Like, does he not know?"
He yelled, "What are those?" and then went like, "Ooh, it's a UFO," and then played on the piano, doo 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 doo.
No, he played the Star Wars theme. And then he missed a note too.
Aw, did he do "We Didn't Start the Fire," but yes, like played it exactly word for word how he did it back in the day, so it was outdated?
Yes, you know, he played it exactly did back in the day. He didn't add new words.
Yeah, he did play all of his hits.
Do you give him like you can't really get mad at him for not trying it? Because like I don't know, if it was me, I would try to like
look. My point is that he's Billy Joel. He had enough songs to go to 11:30. He had them. So it's not like you're talking about a band with one album. He's been around since the 70s. So he could have... Elton John, if was I told, we didn't go last year. I don't want to hear the age thing. Elton John played last year at Bonnaroo. He played till 11:30, and then he brought everybody that played during that day up and played with him.
That's what I was expecting. Wow. And Mumford & Sons did that on Saturday night. They brought out a whole bunch of people and played...
Little Help from Our Friends.
Have a Little Help from Our Friends.
So everybody was on stage playing with them. But he was up there. He did his thing. He was... You know what? I think he becomes... And that's the truth. He will, because where he's from, he will sell out Madison Square Garden three nights in a row. And whenever I hear that, people say he sells out Madison Square Garden. But then I start thinking, you should sell out Madison Square Garden. You have the most people per city. That should be the easiest place to sell out. Exactly. If you're telling me he sells out the Tampa Bay Amphitheater 3 days in a row, I'd be like, holy shit, this guy's fucking big. You know what I mean? Like,
right. Yeah. When you're in market number one.
Right. Right. It doesn't count. You have so many people there. You need three nights just so everybody that's a Billy Joel
especially
fan.
Especially if your name is Billy Joel.
Yeah, exactly. You're Billy fucking Joel. So
Billy fucking Joel.
He really does look like Darth Vader out of his suit. He absolutely does.
Oh, wow.
He sounded good. Like I said, I can't say he sounded bad.
He took a weird break where I don't think anyone understood if he was done or like there was a moment where the lights went out. He walked off for a moment and we're like, wait, was that it?
We thought there was going to be an encore.
But
like,
then
you
he
know.
Came back out. And I'm like, wait, what was that? That was a really weird transition.
So then he said something else. And once again, this guy's been in playing since the 70s. And he says, I went to Woodstock. I didn't play, but I was there. I've never really been to an outdoor festival. This is like Woodstock. I'm like, you've been playing since the 70s and you've never played in an outdoor festival?
It's your first.
It's like someone
festival.
Saying that they've never watched Star Wars.
Now, you want to know when I was like, ew to him, when I really was like, fuck you. At the end, he goes, all right, everybody. Nope. Make sure nobody. By the way, he's stupid because you could tell no one was driving home because they were all staying at the camp. But anyway, yeah. Nobody drink and drive. Do what I do. Take a limo. And I was like, ew.
Who's gonna take a limo?
I swear, exactly what
first
he said.
First of all, bad jokes. Second of all,
you drove your car into a house drunk once, Billy.
Was he trying to make fun of himself?
No, no.
I don't think he was.
It was just that he could
afford
a limo. I don't
think he knows that we all remember that he drove into...
He drove into somebody's house drunk.
Was he trying to be funny by doing the whole, like, I'm so rich because of A, B, and C type of joke?
I guess it would have gone over better if he would have rocked it till 11:30, but when you end a set at 10:45, people resent you for saying that.
Did he get booze?
At 10:45, did he take any breaks or was this like songs over next song?
He didn't get any booze, but he absolutely did not get the most cheers out of all the bands we saw. That I could tell
you. Right. It didn't kill like he thought it would.
No.
Oh.
And
I've never really liked Billy Joel. So.
The area that we were in, there was
he always reminded me of Michael Keaton.
The area that we were in, there was another, you could also buy these VIP tickets, apparently, where you would get access to like this VIP mound, which was at the back of the stage. It was the land. It was like a little hill that was a little higher so you could sit up there. And they had a chain link fence. So there was all those people there. And at one point, I was trying to start an invasion of the rich people. I was like trying to rile everyone up to go after the rich people. I was like, and these motherfuckers over here think they're better than us with their fence. We're going to take them out. And I was trying to get people to fucking.
Why would you want to do that?
I was bored. Billy Joel.
You're bored
Billy
of the Joel, truffles.
No,
really
I was just bored with Billy Joel. And I was like, eh.
See, I was taking a different approach because I was giggling.
You weren't trying to start a riot, Marie?
I was not trying to start a riot. No, I was giggling going, those people are so stupid over there. Why would they pay to be behind a fence? Like, they just cage themselves in far away. That's dumb.
Oh, yeah. He does look like Mike from Breaking Bad. Billy Joel.
Holy crap.
Yeah, I mean, he was okay. Definitely.
I mean, I enjoyed his songs. He played them well. He played like the hits that you wanted to hear. Oh, he played them.
Can I tell you another
but that
reason?
Was it.
Can I tell you another reason I like 21 Pilots? When the guy was up there and they were like finishing up, he goes, "All right, now we're going to play another song and then it's going to lead into another song and then we're going to pretend we're done and do an encore." And I just thought it was really funny how honestly we're going to pretend we're done and then have an encore. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. The first time.
Oh, that's yeah. I'm not trying to burst your bubble up, but I've heard a couple
oh, really?
Of bands do
that's
that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
That's kind of like it's like a staple in the self-deprecating. Oh,
and something else he said. He was like, and Billy Joel's playing later. I don't want any fake fucking fans. I don't hear people yelling, play Piano Man. It was pretty funny.
Okay, that's funny.
Yeah. But I was just impressed that there was just two guys with. Like I said, I think 21 Pilots was my favorite out of the. You know, that or more my.
What it sounded like you guys, for whatever reason, you guys were all in the right mood when they got on.
Oh yeah.
Like, you know, every festival I've ever been to, it's like you have an up and a down and a sideways and a weird part of the day. It's always that one part of the day when you're in like a really good mood and you just so happen to catch a band that you probably wouldn't have checked out normally.
Yep.
Is oh, no. What it's like.
No, not at all.
Oh, they're cool.
Not at all. They were Sunday during the day, so it was the last day of the festival.
It was the hottest
day of the festival. You were tired. You were sunburned.
They were that good.
Like, but we're like, no, we're going to.
They just caught your attention.
We wanted to see them before.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
We knew who they were. We were excited about them.
Yeah. But my point is that I didn't know there were only two people, which was more impressive.
Just so you know, Dutch, how big they are. They were on the big stage. They were on the same stage as Billy Joel.
Mm.
So I mean, they're pretty known.
I've never even heard of them.
No, they're new though. But yeah, so we usually go back to camp and eat during the day, during the hottest part of the day, because we couldn't take the sun. But we stuck it out for them and for Soja before. You know, those two bands were daytime bands that we stuck it out for.
Reggie Watts. We went to the comedy tent. We went to the comedy tent. And there was a lot of comedians. And the thing is, we had intentions of seeing all of them, but it's like you only have a finite amount of time and you're tired.
How many comedians did you see and which ones were there?
We only saw
Reggie Watts. Jeffrey Ross was there. Ari Schaefer was there. Ralphie May was there. You could tell because his bus was there. And it was the one that was all the way scratching the ground. the Reggie Watts... Wow. The guy, first off, he's another one of those comedians similar to Patrice where he pretty much improvs his whole set. Like, he doesn't...
Just make shit up as
he goes.
But does he also... doesn't he also play music on stage, too?
He is musically talented, so he has...
That's what he did.
He has one of those loop machines where he records his own, like, he beatboxes, records it, and then plays it back, you know, makes his own songs. But between them, he does, like, these little... Like, for one point, for no reason, he, for, like, 5 minutes, was just speaking with a British accent. And it was really funny talking about how, oh, this festival, you know, in England, we only have festivals in Worcestershire. And like really, really, it was clearly not from England.
Yeah. Everything he said was unfactual, but he was saying it as if it was factual.
He was really dry with his humor. Like one of the things he said that was really funny was like, and I also think, you know, we need people to remix more songs. You know, I want people to be like, hey, Led Zeppelin, that's good, but you did it wrong. We need to add some more bass. And it was just really like, you know, really self-aware. And he was saying something
like forget history. It's too rich. Forget the original song. Only remember the remix that happened later.
History's just too rich. But it was a really, I've never seen a stand-up set end with almost everybody in the front row running up and dancing in the front to him rapping. It was fucking crazy.
That's cool.
That's a comedy show. And I was like, that's weird that that's.
Yeah. People just started dancing because his songs were that good.
And really funny.
He's just a straight entertainer because do you know that he's also the late night show, James Corden? He's his music guy.
And he's the co-host of Comedy Bang Bang.
Yes.
So the guy does a lot. But yeah, he was really funny.
You could tell that he is experienced in drugs. He knew. One of the things he did was he polled the audience who was on what drugs before he started.
And he said, like, I'm going to do my comedy based on what drugs people are on. And it was the middle of the day. So he goes, all right, who's drinking? And only people like, woo, because it's too hot. And like, OK, who's on psychedelics? And it was only 1 o'clock. So not many people. Like a couple people, woo. And they're like, who's high? And he's like, everyone's like, he's like, OK, so I know what kind of set I'm doing. And he would actually do his set like based on what people were on. It was pretty funny. It was a lot of music, mix of music and a mix of comedy. The guy who opened for him was not great.
No, the opener was terrible.
Just a lot of like just crowd work.
No, but he introduced somebody from Metallica who introduced Reggie Watts. So the new bassist?
The new bassist from Metallica.
That's his claim to fame.
Because Reggie Watts played the night before in a super jam. He was playing piano with some other people on a real concert stage. Yeah.
Which guy from Metallica?
The bassist.
The newest.
He happened to be there. So
the Indian dude with the ponytail.
Rob Zahilo?
Yes.
Yeah. So he comes
he's
out.
New. He's been in the band for the last
hold
like
on.
8 years.
But.
New,
he's the newest
hold on.
Of the bass players.
New for a band that's almost 30 years old.
Yeah.
So he was there. He introduced Reggie Watts. Oh, and something else. Mumford & Sons was on stage, right? And they were playing a song. Ed Helms came up and played the banjo for a whole song with them. Comedian Ed Helms.
Yeah, because Ed Helms was there performing with his bluegrass band later that
Ed Helms
weekend.
Has a bluegrass band, apparently. Ed Helms.
I'm surprised Kevin Bacon was in there.
You know who else does Kevin Bacon
Steve Martin.
Does that. So does Steve Martin.
Yep. So
like,
he plays
it's just weird. Like certain people are like you're like
thing?
Really handy That's, at the banjo.
He's really good at it. He was really good. Like you could tell he was playing the banjo.
Ed Helms.
Yeah, we didn't even like fucking Ed. Apparently we didn't see him, but Zach Galifianakis was there too.
Of course.
He was with Bass Nectar. We missed Bass Nectar.
We didn't see any of the house shows because they conflicted with other shows that we wanted to see more. And it's like, I guess I could see Deadmau5, but
yeah, you had to make some tough choices.
Yeah, there were some Sophie's choices you had to make. Absolutely.
Hey, so did it, being as though you guys were at a music festival, did anybody propose to like their significant other?
No.
I didn't see him.
But we did see two people. Only saw two people actually having to be carried away because they took too many drugs.
Oh.
We were sitting towards the end of Billy Joel, and this black guy was being carried by two medical people towards us, and they're walking with flashlights, and he was just fucking, I don't know what he was on, but he was gone.
I don't know if it was drugs or if it was just heat exhaustion, because it could have been one
probably
or
extreme
both.
Dehydration.
And then there was this girl who was on drugs after that they were talking to. She was sitting Indian style on the floor, rocking back and forth. Mm-hmm. Kind of doing the and they were trying to talk her down.
That's how I get to sleep at night.
Yeah. So then finally a guy just picked her up and took her like to a medical tent.
But that's
the other thing that's cool. Like all the medical tents say safe haven. Like, you know, they want you not to be afraid to say, oh, I took too many drugs that you're going to be arrested, so they can actually help you if you know. So that was pretty cool, too. The one thing that I'll say, the toughest part for me is the shitting situation is fucking bad because it's porta potties. And when you got and then they had a couple of them that had real water, but there's so many people that no matter how many people you have to try to keep those things clean, it's impossible. We were lucky because the camper had a shower.
The other frustrating thing I didn't particularly enjoy was when you walked into the center area where the bands were, because the camping areas were outside, you had to scan your wristband in to get into the center room, as they called it. They made you dump any liquids that you had because they didn't want people bringing in outside booze and not buying the booze that they had inside. Which,
well, how'd you guys get in with fucking 300 beers?
We didn't bring them in.
No.
That was us drinking and back at camp.
You're allowed to bring the beers into your campsite. You can't bring them into the venue.
Yeah. So we would drink them at camp and then walk into center room.
By the way.
But they would make you dump anything on the way in. And so you had to bring camel packs into center room, and they had water stations so you could fill it up. But there were only certain water stations where the water tasted okay. If you went like
they
further in,
like some
they
tasted like sulfur.
That's That's funny. Like, you had to, like, be picky about your water.
Yeah. So then, so speaking of the beer thing, like Marie said, the beers are really expensive. Like, you buy this cup and they're $7.
Yeah, they got to make money somewhere.
Yeah, okay, so. Which is fine. You're going to charge $7 for a beer. I get it. But you have to have some set of balls to also ask for, have a tip bucket out. And that's where I was like, really?
Are you kidding me?
$7 and a tip? Suck my cock.
For Miller Lite.
For Miller Lite.
Like, they didn't have like, any hard liquor. It's all just, like, tap beer.
They had some bottles, but...
Like mixers?
No. What were you saying?
I'm of the old school mindset where you tip when it's appropriate, but I will tell you right now, I will and have not ever tipped at a concert setting.
No. They fuck you. Charge less and you'll get tips. It's not my fault. If you're going to charge that much, that's on
you.
I'll turn into Mr. Pink from Reservoir Dogs and concert venues.
Now, yeah. I will say...
What do you mean you don't tip?
I don't believe in it.
I will say the food.
What do you mean you don't believe in it?
The food there was surprisingly delicious.
Oh, yeah. I will say. Because they had a bunch of local restaurants that just had a bunch of stands, so all the food
was pretty... Like food trucks?
Yeah, pretty much. Kind of a setup like that. They were good, though. The food was actually... It was expensive, but it was good.
Like, they had pizza and stuff, but then they also had a ton of vegetarian and vegan options. Like, there was, like, Asian and salad and you know... Veggie burgers and gyros and pitas and
atrocious.
Well, I mean, we already talked about the bathroom situation, how much shit I ended up having to see. That was disgusting as all get out. And oh my God, when you go into a porta potty when it's over 90 degrees in a festival after people were doing all the things that they were doing, it was not pleasant.
Oh, it's like a fucking greenhouse.
Oh, things might have been growing in there, but they did.
Last year.
They did clean them regularly enough where, like, you knew that in the beginning of the day you could get a clean one.
Yeah. Like, and there was the porta potties by the campsite, and like I said, Drew did bring that poop thing. But in the morning, everyone has to poo at the same time. So I would figure out if you got up at 7:45 in the morning, that's right after they came and cleaned the porta potties. So you get a fresh, clean one if you get up on time.
So you scheduled out your shit.
Oh, yeah. But that's because here's why. 7:45 in the morning, it's still cool from the night, so you're not sitting in a 110-degree porta potty.
Sweating your ass off.
Right, where you start sliding off the toilet from all the sweat on your legs. So I would go in there and just have the time of my life. I bought my baby wipes, just walk over there. Good morning, going to take a shit. And... just fucking take the biggest dump. But dude, yeah.
I'm sure it goes without saying, but like, was there people there, like a concert, like patrons that were actually just like relieving themselves not in porta potties?
Yeah. Yeah, no, there was. You could pee it. Like that same Yep wall after the concerts, everyone was pissing on it.
I went to Warped Tour last year. I think I told the story right after it happened, but not this story, but you guys understand what Warped Tour is, whatever.
Yeah.
I went with my younger brother Joe, and he's got cerebral palsy from the waist down, so he's in a wheelchair. And I remember at one point in the day, he like, you know, because he has my brother Joe like has 1,000 friends. He's one of those guys, like, he's the cool kid in the wheelchair that everyone wants to hang out with. Like at one point, I remember like looking over because I had press passes in the backstage area, and I just remember like seeing him crowd surfing in his wheelchair and not getting dropped.
Wow, like, that's awesome.
Like, hey, Asian kid in a wheelchair, here you go. Like, he crowd-surfed all the way in front, but at one point, he looked over me, and he's just like, Joel, I'm like, what? And he's like, I got to use the bathroom, and I don't want to.
Uh-huh.
because of what you guys were describing, because it was late in the day, porta potty at a fucking, you know, a Warped Tour.
Hold on.
He came out of there and he was like, I've lost my faith in God.
I give credit to Bonnaroo. They had special handicapped toilets that had a lock on them where you have to, or they would only unlock it if there are people that, at the front, they had like these, they had this big wall. Not all of them had it, but the main bathrooms inside had these bigger handicapped ones where not anyone could just walk in. It was specifically if you needed it.
Yeah, at this point, Joe didn't give a shit. He was just like, I have to just go. And then my favorite band's playing next. So just fucking push me up next to it. I'll crawl inside myself because, you know, he's all like monkey strength up top.
Right.
Because he's gotten, you know what I mean? Like, but he's like, Joe, I lost my faith in God. I just started laughing at him.
See, Kendrick Lamar was there too, but we didn't see him.
Oh, I would like to see him live. I hear he's a... Because apparently live rap sucks all around except for Kendrick Lamar, from what they say.
But the problem is it conflicted with something else we wanted to see.
That is the one rap act I would love to see. Him and the Beastie Boys, I hear, are like the only live rap act that
I saw the Beastie Boys
don't
before,
suck because they say they sound better live than they do on their albums.
Oh, so. And also they had other things like at nighttime, like they had a Back to the Future quote along in the cinema where people would go there and quote Back to the Future. Yeah,
what?
Then they had the enchant.
I would love that.
After that, they had the Enchantment under the Sea dance.
Oh shit!
From back to, for 1 hour, which was the dance party where they were playing like the 50s music.
They had something called a silent disco where they would give everyone
Dutch, headphones. Have you know what a silent disco is?
Yes, I do. I've seen silent. Holy I've been to a silent crap. Rave.
Dutch, it's so funny, though, when you're sitting outside of the silent disco and all you see people, and then you hear out at the same time, it's just quiet, and then, woo, everybody, then back to quiet. Woo! Because on the outside, it's hilarious.
Yeah, because generally what they do is they either give you, like, a link to, like, a streaming website or like, a radio station or whatever. And, like, everybody put your headphones on, and you can hear what it is we're listening right. to.
Oh, and also, don't worry about it, because in the cinema tent, they were showing Game of Thrones. They were showing the NBA Finals. So if you didn't miss any, if you wanted, like, to see the finals, you could go to the cinema tent and watch them. We saw Game of Thrones on Sunday at Bonnaroo.
How many people cried?
In the cinema tent.
Well,
we'll talk like with a huge group of people.
Yes.
What a great episode to watch with a group of people.
I don't think anyone cried, but it was right after Billy Joel had let out. And
so I was crying ahead of time.
Yeah. And we walked over there and they had three showings of it. So they were like just starting the second one.
So we were sitting down so far away, turned away with our hands on our ears.
But
I did the same thing because I didn't see it Sunday night. So I was like, I was purposely not being on social media because every time they'd be like, I want to see that.
So while,
what was that, Mitch?
While Royce and...
what did you say, Mitch?
I was going to say Monday was awful because we didn't see it until Monday night yet, last night.
Oh, so. I didn't see it until last night either, yeah.
But social media is killing me.
So while we were waiting for the second showing to finish so we could watch the full episode, I run over to the pizza line and just get some pizzas for us because I was hungry. And the line was long. I was getting bored and I didn't really care about looking over to visually see what was happening without hearing what was happening. And so I kept going like, oh man, I can't believe that guy died. Just to see anyone to turn around. I got a few giggles.
So you're like a social terrorist.
She really is.
Can't wait to talk about that tomorrow. By the way,
me neither. The setup was pretty cool with all that kind of stuff. What else? I'm trying to think. I know we're missing stuff, but I'm sure we'll remember tomorrow.
Yeah.
We saw only a little bit of Ben Harper, but then we were tired, so we went to go to sleep.
Oh yeah, I was excited. I missed Ben Folds. I was hoping I could have seen him.
Yeah.
Is it Ben Folds or Ben Folds 5?
It's just Ben Folds now.
Well, it goes back and forth
depending.
Because that always confused me.
Well, no, sometimes he'll go out by himself, and sometimes he'll go out with the band. But he plays all the same songs every set, anyways, so it doesn't matter. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
My sister Renee and her husband Josh are huge fans of anything Ben Folds related. So,
see, I would have guessed up ahead of time that Ben Folds would have come out with Billy Joel and they would have like piano jammed together. I was hoping that that was going to happen. And
or Galifianakis.
It did not happen. Billy Joel was just Billy Joel and sometimes his roadie, which, okay, the roadie thing sounds lame, but the entire time I was watching it, it was just this old guy and he was killing it. And I kept thinking, I'm watching this man.
How did you know it was his roadie?
Billy Joel said it.
My roadie, Bill, and here he goes.
Yes.
And I'm
pretty much.
And I'm sitting there watching him going, I'm watching somebody have the moment of their life right now.
This is what he does at every set on this tour.
Mm.
Maybe, but I don't think so.
I'd probably say the latter. It's true. You might. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe he just does it to take a break. So HBO apparently sponsored the whole thing because they even had an Iron Throne there where you could like register to watch the show on an Iron Throne.
What?
Well, yeah. Why wouldn't they? I mean, it's like one of the bigger, because if you think about like, you know, one time or like big multiple day festivals. There's Coachella, there's Bonnaroo, there's the Warped Tour. Well, Warped Tour is a traveling
Lollapalooza.
Tour. And then there's Lollapalooza, and then there's Ozfest. I mean, there's not a whole ton of ones that have the gravitas and name behind it. So why wouldn't a channel get behind those?
Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, there was other stuff there that was like the Ford tent or the Chevy New Music tent, you know?
Right.
And
so at those tents, are they trying to sell vehicles or is it just like, is this the tent?
Take a picture with the Ford, take a picture with the Ford Focus, put hashtag Ford Fusion on and a chance that that's what they were doing.
Ugh.
But yeah, but like I said, the different kinds of bands playing at the same time was what was cool. Like, you know, you would have a country band at one point, or the next point you would have a fucking house band. Like, it was just completely different kinds of music at the same place.
Right, because that way they're able to shift the groups of people who are fans of that kind of music, so not everybody congregates. Because if you have two bands that nobody's heard of, and then, like, No Doubt playing, it's like everybody's going to go to the band that everybody knows.
Exactly.
And then you're going to have an issue where you know, you're going to have people fighting because there's too many people in one area. So it's all about crowd circulation. And the only reason why I know that is because I talked to Kevin Lehman from the Warped Tour.
Oh, it's awesome.
He talked about that specifically, and the fact that even like in the 90s, you never wanted to have a band like, you know, NoFX playing at the same time as a band like Pennywise, because you're going to have, you know, issues with that kind of shit.
Right. For whatever
reason, but. Yeah.
Yeah, circulation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we had to miss AWOL Nation.
We had to miss Spoon.
Yeah, so there was some that we just couldn't see because you can't be in two places at the same time. It's tough, yeah.
Well, hold on. I want to know real quick, just because I'm curious. Like, what band did you miss because you really wanted to see the other band?
I miss Gary Clark Jr. I wanted to see him.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, well, there you go.
but hold on, who you missed him because you had to see who?
I'm trying to pull it up now to see who he was on at the same time as.
Yeah, I don't remember the schedule anymore.
You guys were truffling too hard.
Well, no, it was just a lot to remember. Like, I would read the schedule and say, okay, we're doing this, and then I'd like 5 minutes later have to go back and like, wait, what were we doing again? Like, I don't remember the order. There's too many bands.
Okay, I mean, we have to go into that so much. Okay, so do you guys want to save the, you know, day ending closeout trip back home story for tomorrow? Or do you guys want to?
The trip back home was just me and him in the car. I mean,
oh, Tina and Mark didn't go with you guys?
They drove up with us?
They drove back. They were going to Atlanta with Kyle and them, so they drove back with them.
Yeah.
Oh, so it was just you two?
Yeah. So we were just following Joe and Joyce and Drew and Jamie, who were in the truck with the camper. So.
Okay.
Yeah, and the drive
How
was...
How bad did you just want to be in the camper and just sleep the entire time back?
Not really, because the camper...
Yeah, it goes down. You can't ride in it while it's moving.
Yeah. Like, how much sleep did you guys get in total?
Yeah.
It wasn't bad. I mean, we would go to bed late, but then we would wake up and at a decent time, too. So it just kind of shifted a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, well, the sleep was, you know, I'm sure you didn't get enough, but... You know, enough to survive. Look, having AC is all I need. If I have air conditioning, I'll fucking sleep, you know? Because that's the problem. Because you have some people in the tents out there. I was like, you're going to die when the sun... Because that's the thing.
You're going to die.
Here's why. The Manchester's located right where the time change line is. So the fucking sun is rising at like 5:40 in the goddamn morning. So you're fucking... You know, if you're in one of those tents, you're fucking sweating your balls off, you know?
Right.
And that's the thing. Like, nights it would get nice and cool, though.
Yeah, the nighttime was nice. I was like, can it just be night the whole time?
Yeah.
Daytime was so hard. I ended up getting sun poisoning just from being out there all day long.
Did you think you got sun poisoning or were you just dehydrated?
No, I literally have bumps on my skin and I get sun poisoning. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Once you you got third degree burns.
Not third degree burn. Well, I don't know what you call it, but like I get these bumps. It's kind of like a rash.
Heat rash.
Yeah.
It's called herpes.
It's not herpes. I used to get it when I was younger because I used to do cross country and I'd be out in the sun for 2 hours. And once you get it once, like it'll just come back sometimes.
That's why we miss Gary Clark Jr. He was on at the same time as My Morning Jacket.
Ah. Yeah.
Well, from what you guys said, My Morning Jacket would have been a lot better than...
Yeah.
Fucking Earth, Wind, and Fire was there? Yeah. Damn.
We couldn't get to see him, though.
There were some that where there was just a crossover with another band. There were others where they were playing during the day and were like, apparently, no, I'm just going back to the camper. It's too hot.
Apparently D'Angelo was there, but we didn't see him.
Whoa. Beverly guy? D'Angelo?
Yeah. Yep. He was there.
What's your second favorite D'Angelo song?
Spanish one?
Oh, we were doing a ton of that. The drive up, we were listening to a lot of Sirius XM and just like, what's your second favorite blah, blah, blah song? Because, God, there's so many. You're like, man, I don't remember those guys.
It is great.
It's a fun game.
God damn, we talked this long about this?
Yeah, it was a lot. And sorry for missing last Tuesday's show because... We had to make our way over to Lakeland that night so that we could leave first thing in the morning with the caravan.
Yeah.
So,
I remember you guys telling me you were going to be doing it. I knew you guys weren't going to be doing Wednesday, but you didn't tell me until I tried to Skype you guys that you weren't doing Tuesday night show as well.
You know what? We were also overwhelmed because this feels like years ago, but we had two cars that we were planning on taking either one or the other on the drive up. Both of them broke 2 days before we had to
just
leave.
Broke.
Like something had to be repaired on either one of them. And we weren't sure if either one of them was going to get repaired by the time we needed to leave.
Oh, yeah. So then I figured, okay, I'll rent a car. So I go and I rent this SUV and I find this really cheap place for SUVs. So we drive out there. And, you know, I'm waiting in the car. Marie gets off to rent the car, goes under her name, and she goes inside and she's like, because they told us for 5 days for the week basically to rent the car. It was an SUV, one of those little crossover SUVs. It was about $140. So I'm like, that's really good for a week. So we go out there. Marie goes inside, but what they don't tell you is after you pay for everything online, that if you don't use their insurance, they charge you $100 to you if you use your own insurance.
Did
you
only rent a car?
Yeah, I know. So then the bill goes up. I walked inside, I go, $100? I go, no, give him the keys back. We're not renting a car from here. And then he goes, oh, but there'll still be a $25 deposit on your credit card. I go, I'll use an American Express, buddy. I'm going to dispute it. It's going to go away, so I'm not really worried. And
nice.
And I walk away, and I said, all right, yeah, good luck with that. You got. And oh, then I said to him, I go, why when I was doing this online, when it gave me the options of insurance, why didn't it tell me you were going to do this? I wouldn't have chosen this company. And he goes, did you read their lease agreement? I look without missing a beat. I looked at him. I said, do you read every word in the iTunes in your iTunes agreement before you click accept? He looks at me. He goes, all right, you have a good point. I'm like, okay, good. So then I turn around and I walk out and I tell Marie, I go, you know, because he had long hair, but it was like greasy and back. I go, why do you have that hair working here? You know, cut, fucking fix your hair.
And I look at him and go, Royce, you have a pink beard.
And I was like, holy shit, I'm not used to it. So I was like, holy shit, now this guy's going to go back and go, you won't believe what happened to me today at work.
This pink beard idiot
walked in and started yelling at me.
Dropped knowledge on me and also said he had an American Express card.
Yeah, so I don't know what happened. So, but it turned out that the cars got fixed on time, so...
Yeah, so we were literally just running around with our heads cut off trying to figure out everything in time, and we probably just didn't remember that we didn't tell you that we were leaving Tuesday night.
Yeah, no, you didn't. You kind of left me, Mr. Sherry, high and dry. But here's the thing. Luckily for you, Skype happened to fuck up badly.
I heard it was bad.
So bad. So lucky for you, because if I would have gone on air, I was so mad at you two.
Dutch, hold on.
I would have smashed you for the first half hour of the show.
We did Skype in for Game of Thrones on the car ride. We Skyped in for
and
Game of Thrones.
We were driving through.
Because, dude, the amount of... if you would have looked at
Twitter... I know. I know. I read it.
You saw Twitter. Like, Twitter exploded with Skype. Skype, what the fuck, man? Like, people were losing their fucking minds.
Royce called in as he was driving through like the mountainous.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That it worked. We were in the middle of mountains. We were calling. Yeah, literally driving up and down mountains.
Like we were on the cliffs of northern Georgia, southern Tennessee.
That 24 hours before that, everything that could be bad with Skype happened.
Yep.
So,
but yeah, man, it was
it's like this weird like Stockholm syndrome we have with this system.
Yes,
we keep going back to it. We've tried everything
because when it works, it's reliable.
But it's not reliable.
But when it works, it's good.
But I mean, it's so much better than Google Hangouts, though, as far as
audio. Yeah, we've been trying. Google, you guys have got to figure shit out. You will fucking put this company out of business.
Yeah, make your free service better.
Yeah.
Skype free as well.
Or so. Make it the same
Skype
exact
have,
price.
Like, a pay
I'm talking service? About the audio quality.
We pay for our Skype. So we would pay for the same amount if Google did what Skype
True.
Did. So just do
give me
that.
A phone number, Google.
Just do that. Just do it. This is fine. Oh, my goodness.
The thing is that, like, the only other things I have that I wanted to talk about aside from... I didn't realize you guys were going to talk that long either, and
I'm sorry.
I figured we would get in. No, it's fine. I love it. I figured we would, at one point, address the white girl who was...
Yes.
Trying to be
oh,
Lego.
My God, yeah.
No, but I want to save that for tomorrow, because that's a long discussion. We only have 10 minutes left.
What happened while we were gone? Because literally, I had no internet. I couldn't even load photos. So tell me what did I miss?
You missed a lot. But here's the main thing that you missed. Oop, hold on. Shit. I want to full screen the video because I think it's easier for me to do from my end. So Royce, here we go. I'm just going to screen share this real quick. Just watch this video. That's not it. Here we go.
Click to hide participants.
It's basically labeled Beach Grove Walmart Fight Part 1.
Oh, I saw this. I saw this.
Have you seen this before?
Yeah. But play.
All right, here we go. I'm just going to keep playing it.
Turn your phone sideways. Phone sideways.
It's not me.
No, I know. I'm talking to the person filming.
No, you haven't been here.
Oh, snap.
Okay, so what you're seeing is a woman is on a scooter.
What is she saying?
A Walmart scooter. Two women scooters are arguing.
Can we hear what they're saying?
You will.
This one guy doesn't know how to film correctly.
This is awesome. They never do.
There we go. Come
on. Oh, snap.
It's fun.
You want it? You want it? Are you fucking serious? What you want it? What you gonna do? Come on. What you want it? You want this, bitch? Oh, God.
They're in the shampoo aisle, by the way.
Oh, really? There's kids all around here.
You want for a sandwich?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy, don't do that.
Y'all knock it off. The kid's sitting there upset. Get the hell off of her right now.
Johnny, punch her in her face.
Johnny, punch her in her fucking face.
Oh, wow.
Punch her in her face.
Let him
slide up. What? Come on, bitch. I want it, bitch.
Oh, snap.
Okay, should we just start describing what happened?
Johnny, punch her in the fucking face. Telling your kid to punch him in the face.
So there's like a kid who looks like he's about, 6 or 7 years old. Yeah. They're in the middle of like the shampoo aisle at Walmart. These two hogs in yoga pants. I've been getting into it to shit, and then they just start fighting with each other. And then at one point, the one mom's like, "Oh shit, I'm in like a guillotine choke. Johnny, please punch him in his face." And then she gets out of it. Now everybody else is around is kind of like, I don't know, like sort of subdued. Like, come on, y'all, there's kids here. Like, but here we go. I'm gonna play more.
This is white trash at its finest.
Yep. Anybody know why the fight started?
No.
He's punching her.
That kid is beating him.
You guys need to have security.
Now they're both out of breath. Now they both look out of breath. Like, it's not even a fight anymore.
Okay, so basically the one bitch has the other bitch on the ground, and they're kind of grappling, and the 9-year-old, or however the kill that kid is, punching the other woman in the head. As they went.
Apparently, right now, it's 101.97 during the finals with 32 seconds left.
Should we end the show and go
on? No,
watch
no, I don't care. I'm just reading right now that's what's going on. I wonder. I'm just curious if LeBron's going to win one with the. If LeBron's going to actually bring it to a game seven or not. I'm just curious.
I hope it does.
Yeah.
Wait, 101.97, who, the Cavs?
I don't know. I'm reading out in the chat. I haven't even looked it up.
There we go. Let's finish out the rest of this video.
Sure.
Oops.
Somebody, yeah, you got it on your phone. I don't have it, Mom.
I'll come at you like a spider monkey.
I love this kid.
Where does he get it? I don't know. It's going to take a woman to get in line doing it.
Our guy.
No.
Like the one that got the kid has a. So basically, the kid had like a. It ends with like him with a shampoo bottle smacking her in the face. Have you guys ever seen like a Walmart type fight or any of those kind of like
never
just
experienced them? I've always like seen them on
like people that shouldn't be fighting, like mothers or you know like just older people, like anybody who. You have no business fighting anybody. Like, why is this a scuffle happening right now?
No,
yeah,
I have
it's,
not
it's,
seen.
It's ridiculous. And
I don't know what started that. Like, seriously, why would they? Why?
They didn't really explain it.
I'm telling you, we are turning into Idiocracy.
Yep.
Yeah, but the underbelly of just dumb white trash has always existed. But it's always
it's getting
fun
worse.
To watch.
I think it's getting worse.
Think it's getting worse?
Yeah.
It really is.
I think the underbelly of Dutch, black trash is getting worse.
Nah, let me explain why. It's getting worse because at this point, when you have McDonald's people being entitled to $15, and let's face it, that's when you're an adult and you work there, you're white trash or black trash, but you're some sort of trash.
Or in your high school.
Right.
Or
not, no, I'm saying when you're an adult.
Fast food is meant for high
school
kids.
I said when you're
kids.
An adult. When you're giving stupid people enough to live off of, why would they ever try to educate themselves, become smarter, and build a better, smarter society with scientists and spaceships when instead you're like, here, this is enough to live off of. Go eat your candy. Go fucking watch your fucking reality TV and become a fat idiot. Why not? You're going to get this for working at McDonald's, get $15. Why the fuck not?
It's basically taking a shit on evolution.
The other ones are the you see them in shopping malls, and like every 9 months they have a kid because welfare will pay them per child. So it's like, why bother getting a job when all I gotta do is just open my snatch up for babies?
Well, I don't want to get into a whole like social commentary of the whatever, but like more or less, like Royce, you've seen your father get into fights for little to no reason before.
Mine, that's crazy, yes.
You know what I mean? Like, people are like, you are way too old to be getting into a physical altercation. Oh, have you guys ever seen anybody who's like, no,
I remember once my buddy when I was in high school, we were all 16 years old working at Burger King, and by the way, just to show you, I was making $5.25 an hour. So suck my cock, suck
holy
my
fuck, dude,
yeah. Dude, yeah, the
suck
minimum
my
wage. Thing is
I was 16. Suck my cock for 15, assholes. So anyway, I was making $5.25 working at Burger King, and my buddy Joey Lorenzo, also my age, was driving around, and he apparently cut some old guy off. Now, this guy was like in his mid-40s. My buddy Joe Lorenzo was younger than me. He was 15. He pulls into the parking lot, and this guy follows him in because apparently this 15-year-old kid cut him off. This 45-year-old man punched a 15-year-old friend in the face.
Why?
Because he was mad that he got cut off. He punched him right in his face. And I'm like, holy shit, dude, you're an adult. You can't punch a fucking 15-year-old. You know what I mean? Like,
that's considered child abuse.
You can't do that for getting cut off, you know? And I get it. I have road rage. Don't get me wrong. But I've never felt. Do you have road rage, Dutch?
Big time. But the finals are on. We should get out of here.
I've gotten so much better with my rage.
Tomorrow, Hippo Juice, we're going to have Buttercup and Ramcat on, so there'll be probably more Bonnaroo Tufts because they went to different things we went to, so we'll definitely more of that, and we'll maybe get to some stories.
Exactly. And maybe
plus
Mitchell
Game of Thrones.
And Sherry will talk some more.
Well, then
you guys were fucking silent tonight.
It was all Bonnaroo stories.
Well, how about you join in like John and I did and like ask questions?
Because he doesn't
like
go to concerts or festivals. He cannot relate. This isn't about killing something or making
that's
beer.
How it is.
Killing in the name of.
It's not about killing something or making beer or growing your own hops. So he wouldn't understand.
So how about we start with you two? Mitch, why are you better?
Well, I am better than you because my dog is an asshole that shits all over himself. And I get to take care of it and you don't.
Sherry?
she's taking care of my asshole dog.
That's really funny.
Johnny Cakes.
I'm better than you because the folks in the room that have a dog that teach him tricks, I have a well-mannered kitty cat that does doggy tricks just as well as any other dog.
That would make you better.
Marie?
I'm better because I found the Yep wall.
Yes, you did.
And Royce?
I'm better than you because I have an orange beard because I'm the fucking man and everyone should know it.
And I am better than you because I am already booking my tickets to go to Bonnaroo next year for 2016.
You gotta come with us. You gotta come with us. You gotta come with us.
Dude, I am so coming.
All over your face.
100%. All right, you guys. We'll see you guys next week and tomorrow night. Dutch and Royce and Hippie Juice tomorrow night. Next week.